In just 3 years, a song festival has become a value cultural gem in Saunders County and the wider Great Plains region, settled in Ashland between Omaha and Lincoln. This growing event is winning the hearts of locals and visitors, providing a celebration of music and community within the region's scenic countryside.
I like to think of it as like a positive thing that came out of 2020 and the pandemic. I moved back to the area during that time, and Jared and I have always been good friends, and so we reconnected since we were both kind of in the same area, and we talked about what we really wanted musically for Omaha and really the Midwest to have, and that was something that celebrated the art song genre and small ensemble classical music and vocal music in particular.
Gretchen Crane, co-founder and executive director, along with Jerry Hiscock, also co-founder and artistic director of the Salt Creek Song Festival, both are vocally trained. And one day they wanted a space with more opportunities for talent in the Midwest. They settled on Ashland somewhat randomly, but soon they discover a sustainability for the festival's plans in a town that truly supports the arts.
Lived in Lincoln at the time, and would kind of commute back and forth to Omaha. I was working for Opera Omaha as a Holland Community Opera Fellow, and Gretchen was in Ashland, and so it was kind of for that summer, and I fell in love with Ashland, realized that there wasn't any significant classical music in that area, and that it could really be a cultural resource.
It's kind of unreal how much incredible artistry is going on here, and so we just wanted to be a catalyst for that. And once we kind of figured out that a song festival felt right, we started talking about like brands and dates and websites, and then it just kind of snowballed from there, and here we are.
Hiscock and Crane find immense joy in singing at the festival, but they are also exceptionally busy with organizing places, artists, and concerts, which brings them a sense of fulfillment.
I think that was one of the coolest things about the festival season last year. I sang a little bit less on it, but I was impacted artistically maybe more by some of the performances and some of the collaborations that we had.
Last year we commissioned two things. One was for toy piano and soprano, and then we commissioned an entire string quartet song cycle. And so those were two really big challenges, and you know, it felt like we were swinging really big for those, and they honestly both really well received. This year we've also got a couple commissions, which is really exciting.
For the 2024 festival, they are also commissioned two pieces. And in a way, they feel more and better experienced putting this event together, but they are still discovering new things in the process.
Entering into our third season, we wanted something that encapsulated where we felt like we were and a desire to live into the moment instead of worrying about the future so much, looking back at what we had already done and comparing ourselves to that. And so we kind of focused in on this idea of living in the moment, embracing nature, embracing community, also these ideas of trusting your intuition.
The Salt Creek Song Festival starts this Sunday, May 19, and runs through Saturday, May 25th. More information at saltcreeksongfestival.com. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.